Our High Calling, The Bible Without a Rival, January 29th. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalm 12:6. The Bible is second to no other book. It is without a rival. A knowledge and acceptance of its teachings will impart vigor and health of mind. A comprehension of its teachings requires the student to grasp the knowledge of God's infinite will. The Word of God teaches men and women how to become the sons and daughters of God. No other book, no other study can equal this. The principles it instills, like the power and nature of its author, are omnipotent. It is capable of imparting the highest education to which the mortal mind can attain. It is not safe for us to turn from the Holy Scriptures with only a casual reading of their sacred pages. Rein the mind up to the high task that has been set before it, and study with determined interest that you may understand divine truth. Those who do this will be surprised to find to what the mind can attain. The minds of all who make the Word of God their study will enlarge. Far more than any other study, its influence is calculated to increase the powers of comprehension and endow every faculty with a new power. It brings the mind in contact with broad, ennobling principles of truth. It brings all heaven into close connection with human minds, imparting wisdom and knowledge and understanding. In dealing with commonplace productions and feeding on the writings of uninspired men, the mind becomes dwarfed and cheapened. The understanding unconsciously accommodates itself to the comprehension of the things with which it is familiar. And in the consideration of these finite things, the understanding is weakened, its powers contracted, and after a time, it becomes unable to expand. All knowledge gained in this life of probation, which will help us to form characters that will fit us to be companions of the saints in light, is true education. It will bring blessings to ourselves and others in this life, and will secure to us the future, immortal life with its imperishable riches.